This is Netivot Israel, where immigrants begin to build a new life. It's called a development town, but there's not much new construction going on here. Like all new towns, it has its problems. The homes are crowded with three or more people per room, most of them children. And there's a long wait at the town's only clinic, one nurse, one doctor. That's all they have. But the people of Netivot are willing to cope with these problems, willing to work long hours in local industry, willing because they believe the problems can be solved. With our help, these immigrants can give themselves and their children a chance for a better life, and that better life must begin with decent housing, adequate health facilities, and sound education. Do your part. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. We are listening to a boating class on the shores of Ashdot, Israel, part of a technical school directed by ORT, the Organization for Rehabilitation Through Training. The students are new immigrants learning basic nautical skills to prepare them for jobs as merchant seamen. To the young, we can give opportunity, just as we try to give comfort to the old. This is Malben, a home for the aged run by the Joint Distribution Committee in Israel. For many of the old people here, it is the first real home they have ever known. But what about those still waiting to get into institutions? What about those who want to share this joy? Like the men and women at Malben, they have lost everything. They have no one but us to turn to. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. On the campus of the University of the Negev in Israel, you might notice one of the white metal cans embedded in the ground. They look like ordinary trash cans. In fact, they are receptacles for suspect packages, what might be bombs left by terrorists. But the university life goes on. The danger is ignored as new construction tries to make room for more students. Higher education is a big part of the promise. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. With each new wave of immigrants to Israel, the housing shortage grows more serious. So we must build more and more apartments. We must rebuild more and more lives. 50,000 new lives for the immigrants arriving this year. We are glad to do so. It is our responsibility to bring them here, and we have promised them a home. Now we must keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. Julius Tarnov is an immigrant to Israel. He is alone. He's from Russia, a stranger in a new land. He doesn't have a place to live. He is looking. He is looking for someone to hold his hand, someone dependable, someone to lean on. Many immigrants to Israel wonder, where do I fit in? The promise this man believes in must exist for all. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. Abba Beilan is a 16-year-old Israeli. His parents live below the poverty line. To help them, he's quitting school to go to work. But there aren't many jobs in Israel for unskilled workers. Abba Beilan has to finish school, and he can't afford it. We can. We must grant the scholarship that will let him finish his education, let him learn a trade, let him rise above the poverty line. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. You are listening to the sounds of Malben, a home for the aged in Israel, a home for immigrants from all over the world. Perhaps for the first time in their lives, the men and women here feel secure, happy. We saved these lives. We gave reality to their dream of the promise. But there are so many more who need the care given at Malben. When you grow old, you don't stop dreaming. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. For some in Israel, the promise means having a decent home. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal.
Your pledge is a crucial promise to the people of Israel. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal.
For the children of Israel, education is a big part of the promise. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. 50,000 immigrants will come to Israel this year. They need your help. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. Many old people in Israel are still searching for the promise. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. There are dreams in the minds and hearts of the young people of Israel. Scholarships will build these dreams. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. This is Beit Shan, Israel, a border town that came under rocket attack just a year ago.
Didn't a shell go off near your home?
Yes, it goes.
A piece of fragment from the bomb came in close to your building, didn't it?
Yes.
Well, doesn't that worry you?
No, I don't worry here to live.
She and her neighbors say they cannot afford to worry. Their children sing and play like ours, barely noticing the heavy concrete bunkers close at hand. Despite the constant danger, the parents are determined to stay here. Like all new immigrants to Israel, they are driven by a dream.
Well, what do you hope for? Just tell me that.
The only hope that I have for my child is the safety of her, the long life, and the education that she'll have better than what I have had.
A better education, a better life. We must match the courage of people like those in Beit Shan. We must keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. When Orlando Aronowitz is not spending his 48 days in the Israeli reserves, he's trying to build a glass-cutting business with a loan made possible through the United Jewish Appeal. When Chek Noy isn't talking about security for his kibbutz on the Jordan border, he's concerned about the production of dates.
This young tree is giving about 200, in this kibbutz, about 250 pounds a year. And the red ones, they are not ripe. This black one, you are picking up, and taking off the skin and eating, it's sweet and very good.
And when parents aren't planning concrete security rooms, they are worrying about better education for their children. We must provide their human needs. We can't give them peace. We can give them peace of mind. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. Roger Savon is one of 50,000 immigrants coming to Israel this year. He risked his life to leave a Muslim country, but now he is welcomed by understanding hands. Here in one of 29 absorption centers, immigrants learn about their new home. For 5 months, Roger studies the country's language, studies in this classroom from 3 to 5 hours a day. After 2 months, he is doing well. He has a dream. He is already planning his new life.
I come to Israel because Israel is my people.
What do you want to do?
I want to work in newspaper in linotype.
So Roger works in a kibbutz and dreams of his career as a linotypist. We can realize many dreams like his if we support and create new technical schools, if we keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. This is Lod Airport in Israel, and these are immigrants arriving from Russia. From the moment they decided to leave, they risked a great deal.
Some of us had to go to jail, but it was worth it. No longer were we the Jews of silence. We made demands and people listened. Our own people too. There is a new spirit. Yes, like being born again. Now we are coming home to live with other Jews. This is where we should be.
They have waited so long to come to Israel, and now they are eager to begin a new life, eager to find a home. But the housing shortage in Israel has grown more acute with each new wave of immigrants. So we must build apartments, and we must rebuild lives. 50,000 new lives for this year's immigrants from all over the world. They are our responsibility. We brought them here. We promised them a home. Now we must keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. You are listening to a sheep grazing on the Negev Desert in Israel. His owners are beginning to survive on the barren land. But survival means more than green fields and more than defense. It means good health, decent housing, and education. These are students at the University of the Negev.
All of us feel very proud to be here at the university. Our education will help us to develop the desert. For myself, I want to teach other teachers for the secondary schools.
I came to Israel 5 years ago, and I worked as a carpenter. But I always had this dream to study civil engineering. With my scholarship, I will finish in just 2 more years. Then my wife and I, we want to go back to work in the desert.
With more scholarships, we can bring more students here to study for their dreams. We can. We must keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. It's near the border. It's a kibbutz called Kfar Upin. The security officer describes the underground shelter needed to protect children against terrorist attack.
You see the nice pictures, and it's a home for them. In this shelter, these children never slept outside 3.5 years.
From birth to age 3.5, underground. For the children, for the parents, the needs of protecting oneself are demanding. They drain physical and emotional energies. But the business of life goes on, and somehow, resources must be found to work toward their dream of a better life. It's a problem faced in many parts of Israel, where old people, poor people, and 50,000 new immigrants are searching for the promise this year. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. For some who dreamed of the promised land, security can mean landing here at Lod Airport, their first day in Israel. It meant leaving old friends behind, but it's the realization of a dream. Security can also mean a university education.
I will come to that school to learn.
Why?
To help myself to get a better job.
A better job is security and the promise of a better life. Keep the promise. Give to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal.